progresses to transgression. It starts with minor transgression, but until it progresses to major transgression. So there's a very famous statement of our ulama that every fire begins with a spark. Every fire begins with a spark. So these things don't just happen overnight. And the Sharia recognizes that these things don't happen overnight. So in order to protect the believers and to keep them pure, and in order to teach them to curtail their needs within the realm of marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this issue called hijab. That's actually the purpose of hijab, is that it protects an individual from extending their desires beyond the realm of marriage. Now, when you think about hijab, and when people think about hijab in general, they have a conception that comes in their mind. There's a concept, right, that comes up in their mind. And that is just that it's a headscarf. Right? So that if someone's doing hijab, then they're wearing a headscarf. If they're not doing hijab, they're not wearing a headscarf. But actually, the Sharia looks at hijab in a much more broader sense. It looks at it in a much broader sense. And many, many things are present within the Sharia in order to create hijab between men and women. Now, first of all, recognize that hijab is a responsibility of both men and women. It's not the name of a piece of cloth that goes on top of the head of an individual. It's a name of a concept that protects men and women from curtailing their desires and allowing those desires to transgress against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so actually what hijab entails is a very, very broad principle. It includes lowering the gaze. قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Famous ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to the believing men, lower their gaze. So here, this is a responsibility of males for hijab. The males have to create hijab by lowering their gaze. Similarly then, it continues and advises women to also lower their gaze. Right? The next ayah advises women to lower their gaze and then advises them to be modest in their dress. So again, that's the responsibility of the women in creating hijab. In the hadith, you see throughout the hadith many of these concepts. For example, the Prophet ﷺ told the men of the community that they should not be alone in the room with a ghayr mahram. Told the women in the community that they should not travel long distances without a mahram. Right? All of these things actually are hijab. All of these things are barriers. The word hijab in Arabic means barrier. And all of these things are barriers so that the natural need of a human being does not grow into this monster that causes them to transgress against the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that causes them to become impure within their heart. So that's actually the concept of hijab that you have to keep in mind. Now that hijab applies everywhere. And for the believer, for the salik, for the one who wants to keep his heart pure, they need to constantly keep this in mind. What's amazing is that every time, right, in the cases where hijab is mentioned throughout the Quran, or these concepts of hijab, the general term of hijab is mentioned throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly emphasizes the fact that that results in purity of the heart. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا. And if you ask them anything, فَاسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابِ. Ask them from behind a barrier. Alright? Now, first thing is understand the first half of this ayah. When you ask them of anything, ask them behind a barrier. This particular ayah was revealed in regards to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here the males of the community, the Sahaba, were being told that if you have to ask something from the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask min wara'i hijab, from behind a barrier. Okay? Now, then the reason is given, ذَلِكُمْ أَطْحَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ. That is more pure for your hearts, وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ, and for their hearts. So here again, now you're being told that the purpose of hijab, the benefit of hijab is what? Purity of the heart. It lends to the heart becoming pure. It protects the heart from becoming impure. That's the general concept of hijab. Now, one misunderstanding that arises concerning this ayah, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a very important command concerning treating the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speaking to them min wara'i hijab. Now some people interpret this hadith, this ayah of the Quran and say, see, this only applies to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because contextually it was revealed in regards to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that is not the opinion of the traditional ulama. And you have to understand this context because people will confuse you. Alright? The opinion of the traditional ulama is that this ayah not only applies to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, but it applies to men and women interacting in general. Now I'll tell you why, and it's a very simple reason if you just think about it. The entire Quran was revealed in what situation?